Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
I said the text to Mark last night. I said, yeah, I might be coming over, but see, there's going to be some more of my family that are going to come over, so be prepared for some extra noise that maybe you're not used to. And he said, visitors and noise are welcome. So you have been warned. Don't blame me for the noise from our kids. Mark, I'll volunteer you. You just hand it's not a test sheet, maybe. But I'd just like you to have a look at it. There may not be one for everybody. I had a guess about how many are going to be here, so if there's a couple left over for the kids to make paper darts with, whatever, that would probably be great. It's actually really great to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to come over here. And we do bring with us the eternal love and greetings from your brothers and sisters at Hamilton. Normally last time I did this exhort, I had a whiteboard and someone else's laptop, so I could put it on the whiteboard and had it all fancy. I've done it the old-fashioned way with a bit of paper. Hope you don't mind. I actually find it easier, but that's what's on over about 25. Quickly, anyone got any comments on it?
Right.
Whereabouts?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. What else? What else can you see?
It's on white paper.
Sorry?
It's on white paper.
Yep.
Well, that's relevant.
Keep going.
I was at the rainbow.
Yep. Well, yeah. Keep going.
Yellow one white's quite hard to read.
Yeah, that was my one too. I thought, actually, yellow is really hard to read, you know. I didn't notice. It was fine on the computer screen. I didn't notice until I printed it out. What else?
I'm back to school.
Sorry? It
takes me back to my school day.
Yeah.
You stopped too early?
Possibly. Some of the older ones may find the bottom half easier to read than the top half. Because they go from more to little. But what was the first thing that was mentioned?
A mistake.
I made a mistake.
No, it was on purpose.
No one picked up on the fact that I got 90% right. All you saw was the one mistake. We didn't see or didn't notice the ones that were right. My school teachers had the same problem, but I never got the 90%. It was probably quite easy for them. But the trouble is, we will see in others, more than likely, their mistakes. If we look around, people will say, oh, they always doing such and such. We generally don't see what they have done right. Or they can do a lot of things right and they do one thing wrong. And that's generally what we pick up on. So that's all very good, but what about when people look at ourselves? What about what will other people see of us? Will it be easy? Will they see good or bad? See what we have done right? Or see what we have done wrong? And in either case, will it be easy or hard to see? Are there good things that we do well seen? Or are there other mistakes that we do hidden or easily seen? How would we react to people if we could see into their hearts as Jesus could? He would have seen the Pharisees who wanted so much to trip him up with what he was saying. And in the end, they had to use false witnesses in order to get him the death sentence. What about his disciples? Looking at Judas, the one who betrayed him. Imagine the sorrow that Jesus would have felt when he looked upon Judas. And what about the others? They all forsook him. What about Peter? I will never leave you. Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. What was the difference? Both Judas and Peter denied their Lord. Judas went up and killed himself. Peter asked for forgiveness. You know, sometimes we make the comment that we wish we had a crystal ball. But do we really? Would we really want that? How would our lives change if we did? How would our lives change knowing that what was going to happen this afternoon, next week, next month? Would it help our faith? Or maybe worse? Would it help our faith in that we could see that Christ was going to come back? You know, what date he was going to come back? Or would we be thinking, he's not coming back until the 31st of December next year? I've got 18 months in which I can have fun. And then a month before he comes back, I can turn back to God and ask for forgiveness. Would that be better or worse for our faith? How do we want God to see us? Do we want God to see us? That we don't really care about him. You know, we come to the meeting on the Sunday and we tick that box, yep. Went to the meeting. Or do we want God to see us as trying our best? Trying to do what he wants us to do. Because we do know that Christ is coming back. We don't need a crystal ball for that. We have this. That tells us that Christ is coming back. The only time and detail that leaves out is the exact date. We don't know when. It's not a case of if he comes back. It is a case of when he comes back. And we don't necessarily have to wait for his actual return. If I walk out on the street this afternoon, I don't watch where I'm going, and I walk in front of a bus, I'm dead. There is no more opportunity for me to change my life. For me, at that time, Christ has come back. He may not physically come back for another 1 month, 2 months, 2 years. We don't know. We know it's close. We've also been saying it's close for the last 30, 50 odd years. But we know it is close. And for all of us, relatively, it is close. So let us take the opportunity we have now to live a life as God wants us to. The thing is, we all have been baptized. We've all been baptized in the name, in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As God looks at us, he sees us as righteous. In spite of our mistakes, our imperfections, and our unrighteousness, he sees us as righteous. But there's always a but. But this does bring responsibilities. Putting God first in our lives, putting our faith in God, that he is in control of our lives, our family, our country, our world. This doesn't mean that things won't go wrong. We still have this funny thing called free will. It's the trouble that Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden. They chose to partake of that fruit. We choose to do those things which God doesn't want us to do. We still have our own personal responsibility for our actions, good or bad. God will test us. He doesn't say that if you get baptized, your life is going to be easy. He will test us. And sometimes that can be really difficult. But he also knows our limits. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 3. It's about an hour that I hope I got the right point on. Didn't write it down, got the wrong one. Nope, that wasn't the right one. Try verse 13. If I read my writing, it might be better. First Corinthians 10, try verse 13. What does verse 13 say? Oh, yes, that'll be. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. You know, pays to write things easily and easy to read. No temptation is overtaking you outside of verse 12 actually. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. God puts things into our lives to change us, to help us to see his way versus man's way. How we react to these situations is up to us. He tested our Lord Jesus Christ. He tested him in the desert. He tested him in his life. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 5. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus by the well for about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. And the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, a Samaritan woman?" For the Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. So they've just been walking. They've come to Samaria. The sixth hour, so it's midday. It's hot. He's weary. He's tired. What do you think our reaction would be if someone came up to us or we met someone and we're tired, we're thirsty, it's hot, you want somewhere to sit down, and someone comes and asks you a question? What would our reaction be? Tired, I really want to read. Can you ask me a bit later? Christ didn't. He then, for the rest of that day, in spite of being hungry, because it's the food on in the chapter, the disciples came with some food and said, "Eat some food now, I'm busy." He then basically preached the truth to the Samaritans, who accepted it. He tested him in the desert. God tested Jesus in his life, not just that time, but many other times. And he certainly tested him at the time of his crucifixion. Look at Matthew chapter 26. He's in the garden praying. 54, he is arrested. It's always much harder to find versus when you stand up here than what it is when you're sitting down there. give me bits of paper in here. Matthew 26. Verse 38. Then he came to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you, but as your will." His prayer was, "I don't want to go through with this. This is really hard. I'm not sure if I can cope." He also said, "Not my will, but thine be done. I don't want to go through with this. But if you want me to, I understand and I will do it." He didn't just say this once. He asked three times. Brothers and sisters, because of what our Lord Jesus Christ went through, because of his death and his resurrection, we have our faith, we have our belief that we can be part of God's kingdom. We can ask for forgiveness of our sins, provided we forgive others. That's a whole different subject, and it's also not easy to do. Really easy to say, can be so difficult to do. We come here this morning to break bread, to drink wine, to remember our vows we made about at our baptism, that we would put God first in our lives. We so often, we fail. We need to ask God's forgiveness time and time again. So let us, as you walk out of the service this morning, remember what God did for us. He forgives our sins. Let us also forgive others.